Welcome to Aspire. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for February 21st, 2026, and I am your host, Gregory Penn, and I am profoundly, deeply, grateful that you're with me. It is very difficult to talk about the things that I teach, and I am grateful that there are some of you out there who are a bit curious about it and want to know a lot of different things about me, about what I do, how I do it, why I do it is mainly. And I will get into that as time permits and your questions keep coming. I look at questions and I ask myself, is this something that would help the majority of people that are listening to a certain degree? And that's how I measure which questions get asked and aired and all that other great stuff. So anyway, today is a perfect one from Kay in Los Angeles. She's been with me for many, many years. Never met her. Tons of questions she has about the practice, about the way, about why I teach what I teach. And here's what she had to say. It has been, let me think, about 3 years since I've heard from her. Three. I wonder what mischief she's been up to. I just wonder. Why is there so much to lose in a spiritual practice? And what is there to gain? Now, this is typical of Kay, that she measures everything intellectually and emotionally. First emotion, then intellect. So I understand what she means. And after all the years of talking to her through emails, no verbal, this is where I am with her. Well, if I say the truth here, which I'm going to, the facts, I should really say, you're not going to like it. Most people don't like what I teach. And I understand why, because it's not westernized. It isn't simple and emotional and entertaining like most Christianities are. So I am not teaching a sect. I'm not teaching Buddhism, or I'm not teaching Christianity. I'm not teaching Judaism, but I am teaching something called Zen. And in Zen, the whole effort is not religion, not philosophy, but to have a moment that is the direct experience, the exact direct experience of something. And it can be anything, Kay. It could be the exact moment that you, while you're cooking, really realize the blessing of the food you have, or how you're cooking it, or the blessing of just being alive and doing your thing with cooking, and that it is cooking by itself. Zen is a moment where we don't hesitate, but we pause. We pause in what we're doing. We pause in what we're experiencing. So the true experience can manifest. It can come through us. And that's where it gets really, really crazy, because most people don't have room for the exact experience of their own life. And that's why I like Zen, because it is not a religion. It is not a philosophy. It is the direct experience. It is the manner of the way. So when you ask me a question, why is there so much to lose in a spiritual practice? It's because we are so contrary to an authentic spiritual practice. And what it's really all about, Kay, is becoming a no thing, becoming nothing. No Gregory to get in the way, no Kay to get in the way. No assumptions and presumptions from Gregory or Kay. We start to let these things go, and we don't gather all sorts of reasons to have animosity and hatred towards another person or jealousy. We don't develop pride as a means to convey who we'd like to think we are. We just don't do those things. We make room for the way. We make room for experience that is beyond the precepts and concepts of our everyday thinking. To me, that is the most beautiful thing that can happen. When I was teaching in formally in a quote-unquote church, I looked at the faces of the people every single Sunday for some 20-some years, looking at their faces, looking back at me in total confusion. The only reason they were there, it was social, and it was Cookie Sunday, and they could come and eat cookies for free and drink coffee for free. And they had their own philosophy and their own religious ideas, and they thought they knew what I should be and what I should say, and they wanted to hear the same old message over and over to comfort them. And they every so often they'd like something spectacular, you know, something that was said that they hadn't heard before. But even then, when they got these little gems from me, they forgot them very quickly. It didn't take long for them to forget them. And with all that being said, I could see that my time was not being used well. My concern, Kay, is not in what I lose, but how I can lose whatever is not the manner of the way, whatever is keeping me from having that direct experience, that emptiness that would bring direct experience of something that would be divine, something sacred, something meaningful, not something that Gregory would think of as meaningful or K, which would pertain to self-preservation in all of its various forms. No, this would be about ascending into a place within where I would be willing to lose all of my presumptions and assumptions and be unfettered in my heart, the true heart, not the Gregory Penn heart, the emotional heart, but the true heart. And when that happens, something awakens in us. That something is our awareness. It is what I call realization. I have a realization. And this realization is beyond anything I could ever conjure up in my mind. My mind would fight it. My mind would contort it. My mind would look at maybe a simple principle like, want nothing with all of your heart. That would be one. That's a perfect instruction with all of the heart. Not Greg Penn heart, though. All of the heart. I'd have to do that, I have to lose. I have to let go. I have to let go of everything I think is right, everything I think is wrong, everything I think there is good. And you ask, what is there to gain? Well, you know, if we're sitting here and talking about it, and I tell you what you'll gain and how good this all is, I'm doing a sales pitch. I'm doing a Tony Robbins on you, and I'm not going to do that. You have to have this one special thing. And if you don't have it, you don't have it. And that is, you have to be sick of your sickness. You can no longer live in the illness of your desires, your ambitions. When you are really realized, you come to realize, I have lived for the wrong things, wanting the wrong things, thinking I am this, that, and the other. Any thought you have about yourself is not true. It's not, you know, authentic. It's just a thought. And you have to ask yourself, where did I borrow this from? Where did this come from? Why am I doing this? Because you want to comfort the body. You have identified totally with the body. And when we do that, we set ourselves up for a lot of misunderstanding, and we fabricate all sorts of ideals about our self-manufacturing, our ego, and then the game is over. It's just a matter of living our life and living it out the way we want to live it out, so it doesn't hurt us as much as life, as we think of it, would hurt us. And believe me, dear, it isn't life that is hurting me. It isn't life that is hurting you. It is the way we live in this world. It's our livingness that is hurting us. And that's why it's so important for thee and me to understand the Zen of it all. Kay, I'll further this in the next program. Anyway, thank you, Kay. I hope I clarified something for you, but I highly doubt it. But anyway, maybe somebody listening to this program will benefit by it. Anyway, be back on the air tomorrow. Thank you all for listening. And as always, please forgive me. Namaste.